1 Thessalonians 4, verse 14 says, "For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him." Interesting verse. Amanda and I do usually a morning devotional or some kind of scriptural study. Came across this one this week, another study though. It's interesting to me. Got me thinking about things. Said, well, one of the things, like a belief in Jesus. Do we truly believe? You know, if you truly believe that Jesus died, should you not dedicate a great portion of your time and efforts in this life to doing things for Him? In honesty, if we truly believe in Jesus, there's not much that we can get bogged down with on a day-to-day basis that really matters when compared with our eternity. You know, it's interesting to me, my personal patterns over the year, I'm watching people, you know, that if we say that we believe in Jesus, knowing the joy and the consequences of that statement, can't we somehow find enough energy on Sunday mornings to be here for Bible studies? Or even to make our children be able to be here for spiritual nourishment in the classes that are well prepared by caring and loving teachers? That's all these teachers are. They're care and love for your child's soul. But over the years, the trend has been for people to lay out a Bible class and to come for Sunday morning worship. You know, just makes you wonder what's so important on Saturday night that makes us too tired on Sunday morning only to make it in time for communion services, or even barely make it in time for communion services. I'm not talking about people who work night shift or the people who are sick. I'm talking about people who have made it a habit. You know, just showing up for communion doesn't save you. Yes, it's an important act of worship that we all must partake in if we're brothers and sisters in Christ, but it must be done in a worthy manner. 1 Corinthians 11, 27 through 29 will tell you that, but that's a whole other sermon. And like I said, we're trying to keep it on the shorter end this evening. But like I said, it's just some things that got me thinking. There are some things maybe we all need to think about when there are chances for spiritual edification and improvement in our lives. You know, maybe you're not a child of God. To become one, you need to believe the Bible that Jesus is the Son of God, that He died for our sins, repent of your sins, confessing the name of Jesus as the Christ, be baptized in water for the remission of your sins, and live a faithful Christian life. Live this life. Live like you believe Christ died for your sins. Show up for services. Show up for spiritual nourishment and edification of your souls. And to help your other brothers and sisters along the way also, so you don't have to eternally suffer. You know, if you are a child of God and have not been living this life, you can come forward and we can offer prayers for you as we stand now and sing our song of invitation.
I've wandered far away from God. Now I'm coming home. The paths of sin too long I've trod. Lord, I'm coming home. Coming. Open wide. thine arms of love. Lord, I'm coming home. My soul is sick, my heart is sore. Now I'm coming home. My strength renew, my hope restore. Lord, I'm coming home. Coming home. Coming home. Nevermore to roam. Open wide thine arms of love. Lord, I'm coming home.
We're dismissed to our classes.